So we see and we hear that they put Sister Lily right to work, and your playing makes us want to sing. Thank you. Let's sing number 6. Come, we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne. Number 6. Song. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We spread abroad our joys, Lord. We thank you for your great goodness to us. Glory to Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Thank you that your faithfulness is great. Thank you that we have experienced all of this personally, day by day. Thank you that moment by moment we are kept in your love and have life from above, looking to Jesus. Thank you that we can live this way, knowing that we are yours and that you are ours. And so, Lord, on this day, we want to give it all over to you. We commit ourselves to you. This day, we pray you'll bless those who have begun their journey. We pray for safe travels, journeying mercies on all who go this day, traveling here and there. Bless all our dear brothers and sisters that will be on the road today. Cover them with your precious blood, we pray. We want to remember all those who were at camp all season long. Bless our children, our campers that were here. All 4 periods, Lord, we just want to commit them to you this day and pray that even on this day you will draw their attention to yourself. Help them to pay loving attention to you and work in their hearts. We count on your drawing, Lord, and we would draw nigh to you. And I pray that you will help them to remember the things that they have been taught this summer. And also not just the things from your word, but the practices they engaged in up here, Lord, like looking into the word for themselves and spending time before you in prayer. Help them to continue that and grow closer to you. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we pray for them and commit them to you also. And thank you for these moments that we have ahead of us in your presence and around your word. And we just pray that you will have your way this morning and let us see you with the eyes of our hearts. Let the ears of our hearts be open. Lord, the inner ear, you open it and make us keen of hearing. And oh Lord, we pray that our hearts shall be wide open to you all day long, Lord. We thank you that we have this confidence that your heart is open to us. And so we just pray that we shall have this fellowship and communion today with you in your presence. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you. Be glorified this day in our midst. Yesterday I spoke with my Aunt Martha. I was talking to Philip, and he said, "Oh, we're here in the room. You want to talk to her?" And I said, "Of course." So she's grateful for all who have been praying for her. And dear Lord, we just want to remember her today and pray that you shall manifest, Lord, manifest your presence to her on this day. We pray, O God, that you will touch her, yes, and bless her in body, soul, and spirit. Yes, we pray that you'll come to the family and to the church. And that in this time of need, this hour of trial, that you will just make your presence very real to them and speak your word into the depths of their hearts that will encourage them and draw them closer to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, Sister Christine's word last night made me think of Number 160, Wonderful Words of Life. Man's word will fail, and God's word will stand, and his purposes will stand. And heaven and earth may pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And I really like this line. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Wonderful words of life. Let's sing this. You want to stand? If you do, stand with me. Come. this song also mentions those promises and those words that cannot fail. Number 85 in the Camp Songbook. 85. Praise the Lord. My tongue will never cease to praise you. So how about we sing, Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Most high. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. And we also have a request this morning for another song, a song of Sweet Communion with the Lord, the Risen Lord. I think this song was written to based on the meeting of Mary in the garden with her Risen Lord. And we find it on page 304. But we may enjoy that same sweet communion we sing about. He walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. I come to the garden alone while the dew
He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
If that song was based on that meeting in the garden, and I've heard that it is, then you remember how Mary was troubled and sorrowing. When she met Jesus, they had this exchange. She didn't recognize him, but then she did. When he said one word, remember that word? What word was that that Jesus said that caused Mary to recognize him right away? Mary, right. Mary. And there was something in that tone.
I used to play this in the nursing home.
Oh, you did?
My man always wanted this song.
Uh-huh.
And one day I saw his obituary in the paper and he was gone. But he loved that song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, you do? Good, good. So it's for not just for camps, but also for nursing homes. But for us, to think about how Jesus is personally interested in us. He loved Mary, and he wanted Mary to recognize him, and so he said, Mary. And he knows our names too. If he knows the stars by name, and he can count all the stars, he certainly knows you. And he told that to his people, didn't he? Fear not. For I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And then he also said to Zion, we sang about the joys and benefits of belonging to Zion. That means the city of God, the people of God. He said to his people, let's see here. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. So he knows each of us personally. He knows our names, and we can have fellowship with him. And Mary, maybe you never heard him actually call your name audibly, but he knows your name. You can be sure of that. And you belong to him, and he belongs to you. I am the Lord your God. And he wants to bless and comfort and strengthen and work in us according to the good pleasure of his will. Praise the Lord.